Okay, so just a quick from somebody who's following what we're talking about for Shtei Osios and the Shir. So I think maybe the easiest way to learn the Rambam Shita would be to say that even according to the Rambam, two Osios is Dumya D'Mishkan, like Rashi says. And the Pshat is that you only need Dumya D'Mishkan when something is seemingly otherwise insignificant, like the Tosa says in the beginning of Akosev. As we only turn to the Mishkan for Shir when otherwise it's not Chashiv. So the point is, in the Mishkan, there were two different Osios. So therefore, Mimela, to be Chayiv, you need two Osios. And that's what the Rambam says at the beginning of the Parak. If, however, it's Chashiv, then you don't need Dumya D'Mishkan. So therefore, if the two letters are the same, but they make up a word, it would be Chayiv. And likewise, if it's Chashiv for some other reason, like Sofa Sefer, okay, there's a Machlokas, Rashi, Rambam, how far you go, then that would be Chayiv. Another thing that I think I forgot to mention last time in my haste was I was going to talk a little bit about Bismol. I didn't talk about that, right? So the Mishnah Berurah asks, if kam chafes kotz chay adam, that by all malachos other than kosev, you're chayev, bein b'yamino, bein b'smol. The tour of smol is by kosev, and he brings a line from the Tosefta. The Shita Larando disagrees, and he holds that you're always pater b'smol, except for hotzah, because hotzah, it's normal to carry with your left hand. It's an interesting shaila. The post can talk about what's the din on a typewriter. Let's assume that the typewriter is for sure your chayvan. So you type with your left hand. Is that kedarko or shalo kedarko? Shlomo Zalman Orbach was misupik. This might get back to the discussion we already had at the beginning, which is when we look for shinoyim, do we look at the way in which you're doing it right now, or do we go back to the root source? And we'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes when we get to video surveillance. But first, let's just talk about, which will be important for video surveillance, the question of ksiva she'ena miskayemes. So,
is Rebbe going to address kasvos achas v'tiberias?
Yes, we're going to talk about that when we do the Scrabble shilas and puzzles and the like. We'll do that after video surveillance. Yes, yeah. Yeah, all these, the same shilas coming up in every single shila. So, okay. So we will, Be'ezus Hashem, talk about it. I mean, last time we talked a lot about the dimyonos between other tchumen and halacha and kosev to the degree to which they're the same or different. We saw it in, Hilchos Sefer, in Gemara and Shabbos, we talked about Hilchos Sefer Torah, about Mem Sasum. In Hilchos Gittin, we talked about Kasav Be'ever. We talked to come up in Niskavim Lechtol Yehuda, Bekasav Hashem. Came up in Ben Sittada. Last time we talked about Chak Tuchos, Ksav Agave Sikra, Ziyune. So the degree to which we compare or contrast is something that comes up again and again. At the very end of Shir Bekitzer, we noted that there might be a general machlokas harishonim, the degree to which you can compare Shabbos to other tchumen and halacha. According to Rashba, Chak Tuchos, we do compare. So we bring a raya from Meseches Shabbos to other tchumen and halacha about Chak Tuchos. That also might be the view in Rashi by Ksav al Gabi Ksav. And on the other hand, we had the Ran who disagreed with the Rashba by Chak Tuchos. We had the Rambam who disagreed with Rashi about Ksav al Gabi Ksav. Again, sort of to oversimplify for now, we suggested that according to, let's say, the Rambam and the Ran, so the Psul by Gittin is perhaps when there's a Chisaron in the Maisa, and Shabbos is more Totsah oriented. That might be because of Melechus Machsheves. Melechus Machsheves could overcome the lack of Maisa. We talked about whether this also could explain differences in the other direction as well. right? So, for example, Rambam holds that by get ksav al kasav al ha'alin is considered eino, for get is miskayim, and it's a valid get. Shabbos, it's not a valid, not chayv mishum kosev. Likewise, roshim al ha'or, is it possible that that same distinction between focusing on the ma'isik sifa versus the ksav could be used the same way? Fine. So that's sort of where we left off. So let's go back to the question of Einu Miskayemes and ask, so what is the shear? As we know for sure that there is a p'tur for Einu Miskayemes by Kosev. That is clear. That's in the Mishnah. So what's the shear? We talked about this a little bit already when we did Soveya. If you remember, we noted that the Rambam by Soveya also said that there's a concept of Einu Miskayemes, and we saw that there's two possible makoros for this in the Magid Mishnah. One is the Mishnah that says Zekla Gadol Klosim Malachim Lachdom Miskayemes B'Shabbos Chayev, and the Rambam understands that's a principle teaching us all malachos need miskayemes, as opposed to the way the Rashi might have read the Mishnah. And we noted that the Shaar Tzion argues that according to the way Rambam reads that Mishnah, if you think at least like the Magid Mishnah, what the Mishnah means is that the shear to be chayv is miskayemes b'Shabbos, right? It's not like Rashi, if this happens on Shabbos, no, it's lachto miskayemes b'Shabbos. The most extreme version of that might even say that, well, it depends how long till Shabbos is over. But even if you don't take that extreme version, you say it means basically if it lasts for Shabbos, meaning 24 hours, you're chayv. So then the Rambam at least is giving us a shear. The shear is that what's considered chayev lasts more than 24 hours. What's eno chayev? Eno miskayev, less than 24 hours. That is the way the Shaar Tzion understands the Rambam. There's a big problem with this that emerges from the actual psakim of the Rambam by Kosef. Shlomo Zalman Orbach makes this point. For example, the Rambam gives an example of something that's not miskayim, ale betzalim. So if you write on these leaves, it's going to last more than 24 hours. I don't know exactly how long it will last, 3 days, 4 days, I don't know. You could experiment, but I think we could be pretty certain it's going to last more than 24 hours, and then yet clearly it's considered eino miskayim. I thought another raya, that it has to be a pretty, that it could last for a decent amount of time and still be considered eino miskayem, is from what the Rambam says about kasav al gabi b'saro. What does the Rambam say about kasav al gabi b'saro? He says, you're chayev. Then he sort of asks the shaila, but 1 second, it's eino miskayem. And his answer is, no, really, it's the chamimus habasar that's being mochek that ksav, somehow or another, right? I don't know exactly what that means. Maybe it has to do with the skin cells falling off. Whatever it is, that's considered ksiva umachika. Good. So therefore, you're chayev, even though it would seem to be eino miskayem. So you see that if it wasn't because of chamimus habasar, it was actually just disappeared on its own, then you would be potter because eino miskayem. So how long, if you write on your arm with a pen, how long is that going to last? I don't know, 10 days, 8 days, 7 days? Certainly will last more than 24 hours. So again, you see from the Rambam that whatever is considered davar she'eino miskayem, it could last for several days and still be considered davar she'eino miskayem. So much for a straightforward shear. Now we are a little stuck. What is the shear? Well, maybe I'll say go to the other extreme. Anything that is not lasting forever is going to be pater. Now, there's maybe miskayim means lasting forever. That probably is not correct either. And there's a raya that that's not true from the Gemara called Kisvei, Kuftes Vavam Beis. The Gemara there is declaring, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to save things from a fire. But you're allowed to save because you might get to orangutan and come to do malacha. But certain things they allow you to save, including kisvei hakodesh. The Gemara over there asks the shaila, what's the din for saving a so you ought to save Sefer HaKodesh, but what if they're written in Psalm and Sikra and the like? That's the Gemara Shaila. Tibai Laman de Amar Matzilin. Even if you hold that your Matzilin Svar B'chol Lashon, maybe here you're not. Tibai Laman de Amar Ein Matzilin. Or maybe if you're not Matzilin B'chol Lashon, here you're Matzilin. Tibai Laman de Amar Ein Matzilin. Hani Mili Hechad Iksiv Yitargum. So maybe here it's more likely to have to save because it's Lashon HaKodesh. Odoma, Afilaman Da'amar Matzilin. Even if you are, you know, you do save Sefer HaKodesh written in English, Hani Mili Hechad Iksivi B'Dyo, there at least they're written in Dyo, D'Mekayim, Aval Hacha, Batsam and Sikra, Kevan D'Lo Mekayim, Lo, Tavrishen Meskayim, and therefore you'd think you're not going to be allowed to save it in a fire. All the Rishonim point out, one second, we know from the Mishnah that if you're kosim Sam Sikra, you're chayef. In other words, Sam Sikra is miskayim. So there's a stira. Kol Kisvei, we say Sam Sikra is miskayim. Perkabona, we say it's miskayim. So the Rishonim answer, it's not a kasha. Sam Sikra is not last as long as Dio. It's short-lived ink. I don't know how long it lasts either. But if you want something to last a long time, you're not going to use Sam Vesikra. But it's enough to be chayav. So clearly, we see that even though something isn't going to last forever, like Sam Vesikra, it's still enough to be chayav. So we know that if it lasts for several days for the Rambam, you're potter still. If it lasts as long as Sam and Sikra, you're chayav, we're still left with uncertainty as to where to draw the line. So the Rashba might give us some insight, and he has a very fascinating chiddush. In addressing this question, he writes, V'yesh lomar, D'mekai miktas ad shedarkan shel b'nei adam lichtov ben varam she'ena nasuyen l'kaiman la'olam, el azman echad, kesifrei zechazichronos, u'kiyote ban v'hilkach linyan Shabbos malachas machshavesi, av linyan svarim d'ba'inam darim skayim li'olam, ha'ilo mekaimi Mekaimim, hello Mekaimim Lidian Svarm Ka'amar, says the Rashba fascinatingly. Says, look, why Chayv on Shabbos? Once again, we turn to our favorite, Tuvo Malachas Machshavas. Great. Malachas Machshavas. Why is this Malachas Machshavas? Because they do the trick. People, in fact, do use these types of things. For what type of things? For writing Sefer Zichronos. I don't know what Sefer Zichronos are. I don't think he means memories, memoirs. I think he means, right, exactly, like a shopping list or something like that. In other words, when you have a, right, that's Sefer Zichronos Devei Yamim.
Yeah.
Right, that wouldn't be, unless like Achashverosh Dafka, like there was, you know, he only wanted to remember people for the last, you know, X amount of time. So, yeah, so the point is that, so these things, so why are you chayim? Basically, what he's saying is you're chayev because they do the trick, right? And that's considered malacha hamiskayemes, if it does the trick. We'll analyze this in a moment, but actually, I guess we could ask a more basic question, which is, why is it in general, actually, that davreshen miskayem is pater on Shabbos? What is the source? One possibility, Rishon Zalman Arbach assumes it's Dumya de Mishkan. Maybe from the Rashba, though this isn't conclusive, but maybe this Rashba a little bit sounds like it's because it's Shalom Kedarko. Because what does he say? He says, the reason why you're Chayef Sam Zikra is because Darkon Shabnei Adam Lichtov came. In other words, if something is Ein Darkon, because in this case it's so short-lived it's Ein Darkon, then it would be Pater. And the reason why this might be, and this could be true either way, but well, let's give an obvious point. Are you allowed to light a match on Shabbos? Or are you chayv if you light a match on Shabbos? So I think the answer is obviously yes. How long can a match last? A fire, you know, 10 seconds? Right? It burns itself out very quickly. So why are you chayv? Because it does the trick. I think Rabbi Packer once pointed out to me, it's even more than this, from Rabbi Akiva Shita by Kluta Kamishon Chadamya. Right, so if you throw something through Rishus HaYachid, that's considered a Hanacha, and then another Akira, because Kluta Kamishon Chadami. So here, it's not even Miskayim like a second, right? So why are you Chayiv? So the pshat is that if something lasts as long as it's supposed to last, that's considered miskayemes. What that means is going to depend. So since, like the Rashba says, it's the derech that write in Sam and Sikra because they do the trick for things that don't need archival quality ink, so then you're chayev. So the Machon Somet had the following idea. They're always trying to come up with ways to be Mimai Chol Shabbos. At least that's what they'll say. Their critics will say they're coming up with ways to be Marva Chol Shabbos. But so Machon Somet. So they wanted to figure out a pen that could be used, let's say, by doctors that isn't Ksiva D'Oraisa. So they come up with this pen that erases after 10 days. That it's disappearing ink, but it's not like disappearing ink that, you know, erases after a minute or two. 10 days. Why does it need to be 10 days? Because it needs to be safe. In other words, you need enough time so that after Shabbos you can make photocopies or copy it down or the like. You know, if it was going to be very, very short-lived, then that could be sakana. So they, you know, they came up with the idea that 10 days would be a safe pen. So does this really help? So in their article about this, they write that according to Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, there's no iser de'oraisa because anytime the ksiva has a zman mugbal, there's no iser de'oraisa. And the raya for this is the raya that we brought from Chamima Sabasar, or the raya from Alei Shel Yarek, or the like. In other words,
Zman Mugbal sounds more like it has like shira.
Oh, so it's true. In other words, all week he's sort of saying like.
Taz is talking about a
kapanah. No, I know it's not the same
right.
thing. But
so I think what he's coming from is like this. He's saying, look, Avade, if you learn like the Mishnah Berurah, this doesn't help, right? It's an Iser D'Oraisa. But we can, the Mishnah Berurah is incorrect in the Rambam, as we could prove from these cases. So then what is the Gader? So he assumes the Gader is going to be what? Is going to be Zman Mugbal. Now, but I think that if you learn like the Rashba, so I don't think, so is that going to be true? Let's even say, what would the Rashba say? In other words, about this idea. So maybe we'll say it's Pater even for the Rashba. Why? I don't know if it lasts longer than Samar Sikra. I don't know how long Samar Sikra lasts. But I think you could argue, it's not Machrach, but you could argue, maybe even the Rashba would agree. Why? Why do they people used to write their grocery lists with Sam and Sikra? Probably because it was cheaper, right? So Dio was probably expensive. Sam and Sikra was probably cheap. I don't know. You just take some berries or something. So for things that you don't need long-term documentation, then people would just write with Sam and Sikra. It was normal to write with Sam and Sikra, like he says, for Sefer Zichronos. Well, what about here? So it's not at all normal to write with disappearing ink, even disappearing ink that lasts for 10 days. The only reason why we're doing this is to try to get out of Shabbos. But nobody would do it. Now you could say, one second, it does the trick, right? That's why they're doing it. It does the trick. But the answer is, it doesn't really do the trick. Doesn't do the trick. Adiraba, that, you know, the fact, everything that has to be written, that's written on Shabbos, has to be copied over after Shabbos. So it's not the derech. Now, the question is, how far do you take it? In other words, would the Rashba say, if you wrote a sefer, not sefer zechronos, an actual sefer with Sam Sikra Yuchayev? I assume yes. Right? It doesn't do the trick. Slav Darko. No. Probably the Rashba would say, since Sam Sikra is something normal to write with, because otherwise, it's very docha. The Mishnah says you're chayv for Sam Sikra. It doesn't sound like you're just chayv if you write Sefer Zichronos, but you're not chayv if you write a Sefer. So presumably you'd say, well, since sometimes it does the trick, so then this is Ksiva D'Oraisa, always. So if that's true, so, and this 10, let's imagine Sam Vesikra lasts 10 days. I don't know, maybe it lasts 2 years. I don't really know, but let's imagine. So then maybe this would be Aser. So I think what Mordechai Eliyahu must have been assuming is that, no, there's no situation where anyone ever, again, except for really weird situations, like, you know, you're a spy or something like that, you're a doctor trying not to be Machal Shabbos, that anyone would ever write with this type of ink. Because this type of ink really, for the most part, does not do what you're interested in when you write with a pen. And therefore, you know, you could argue that it's not going to be an Isser del Raisa. Again, other poskim disagree. They say, you know, certainly Mishnah Berurah would say it's an Isser del Raisa, possibly even for the Rambam. We don't know. I mean, even if you're going to say 3 days for the Rambam, 3 or 4 days is derabanan still, but maybe 10 days is deraisa. I think that, you know, when it comes to this type of question, it's sort of, if you're dealing with a cholish yesh bo sakana anyway, it's okay. So it's anyways mutter. So if you want to try to be mamite by using these types of fancy pens, then that's certainly okay. Whereas if you were in a situation where you don't have a cholish yesh bo sakana, but for some reason, let's say you thought an Isser d'Rabbanan would be mutter, then it's obviously much less pasha to rely on something like this. Not at all obvious. The Tosefta, and maybe this is a little bit of evidence to show that it's, well, let's see, what does it teach us? So there's a very interesting Tosefta. It says that if you write on Dam Karush or Chelev Karush, you are chayef. So I assume that means like you engraved into it. So you have some congealed blood and you took a stylus and you wrote something onto it, you're chayef. Now, why is that? I mean, that's going to last forever. Chelev Karush. I assume the pshat in the Tosefta is that if current conditions prevail, then it will last forever. So even though they might not prevail, it might get warm and the chelev will melt, but since in its current, if current conditions prevail, it will last. So then, you know, if an ice sculpture, would you be chayev for kosev? So, and that might make a difference if it's already in a non-freezing temperature or it's in a freezing temperature. But let's say it is in a freezing temperature. So maybe you'd be chayev. Maybe you'd be chayev. The Bir Halacha actually notes that the Rambam, it's strange, doesn't paskin this din, even though he did paskin the rest of the Tosefta. Maybe because he thought it's Eino Derech Ksiva. The Rashba, though, does quote this din. So this might be relevant. Let's say, are you chayev for writing on a whiteboard? So how long does writing on a whiteboard last? Very short, right? Every night I come back, every day I write here, and I come back the next morning and it's gone. But l'chora there, again, certainly...
It doesn't go away, right?
So that's the answer. In other words, maybe, and we talked about this by kosher, that there, for sure... even if it's the derech to erase it, since it would last forever, last for a very long time, then you are certainly chayev. And this, an obvious raya to this would be kosev al gabei besara, where we say even there it's self-erasing, it's considered chayev. In other words, that, you know, let's say you had a self-erasing whiteboard. So even there it sounds like you're chayev. So Kol Shekein in that case. Also, likewise, the case L'chora and Sif Gimel, from the Mishnah, if you're mochek, ksav ala pinkas, you're chayev. Pinkases were probably those, they were meant for erasing and rewriting. They used to put a layer of shav on, and then you'd write, and then you'd cover it again. So, okay.
Rabbi, why exactly is it that the Tosefta?
I'm sorry?
The din of the Tosefta, like,
mm-hmm. I assume the pshat is that if current conditions prevail, it will last forever.
Even though those conditions are natural conditions as opposed to as opposed to
even in that, why is it different than writing on your skin? Because writing on your skin will automatic it, there you're chayev, and likewise here you're chayev. Now it might be that it will get warm and melt, but still, if the current conditions prevail, then it will last.
But by high sculpture, why is it more logical to say if current conditions will prevail as opposed to like it is a fact that since high sculpture is outside, it will not?
Well, so if it's outside and it's so yesh lachor, I'm not sure. In other words, and here we could perhaps make a chiluk between an ice sculpture where it's right now above freezing versus where it's below freezing right now. So how do you look at that? Not clear. Could be that I don't have any raya from Chelov Karish. Maybe it's talking about Chelov Karish at room temperature and we're talking about in a room. Or it could be that we see from there that we look at current conditions. And if right now this will last, it's considered miskayim.
It's like a sick ratio of sorts. That
right.
The current conditions are not going to last.
Right. So that's the question. I agree. Yesh lachor. Not clear. And it's not even clear if we paskin that way, as we noted. Okay. Now, what? So until now, we've been talking about kosev shenu miskayim. Is it possible that roshem is different? So in Sifhei, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter to be roshem betzipor. And let's say you notice a mistake in your book and you don't want to forget this mistake. So you just like dig your nail into it and you make a little marking. Shulchan Aruch says mutter. Why? It's eino miskayim. So everybody asks, 1 second, we paskin that roshem is also asur midoraisa. It's a toldah. Right? So why should it be? Since we said in Siv Dalid that Kosev Sheinu Miskayim is Aser Dirabanan, so why should Roshem Sheinu Miskayim also be Aser Midirabanan? So the Magen Avraham says, doesn't answer this question, but he notes that there is a difference. Clearly the Shulchan Aruch holds there's a difference between Kosev and Roshem, right? Because Kosev B'chiya Gavna is but the question is, why should it make a difference? And in fact, the Bach thinks that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong because it doesn't make sense that there would be a difference. Now, maybe you could answer. Maybe there's more chashivas to temporary writing and temporary roshem isn't so chashiv, but that's hard to say. I mean, it did the trick, like I said. I just wanted to remember where my mistake was. So the Bir Halacha says, you know what? Taka, the tour who came up with this din of roshem shenu miskayim mutter must have held that that's because roshem is only chayv according to Rabbi Yossi, and we paskin like the chachamim. In other words, if you hold that roshem is aser midoraisa, then l'chora it should come out that you're chayv. So therefore, but obviously that doesn't work for the Rambam. Or for the Shulchan Aruch, I should say. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, but at the same time, paskins this din. So the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, this is going to depend on how you understand the roshim for the Rambam. It goes back to our old child. If you learn like the Magad Mishnah, that we paskin Rabbi Yossi just as Tolda, so then this din makes no sense. But if you say that the roshem of the Rambam is nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi, that's maybe only making artistry, and therefore this isn't roshem midoraisa at all, even if it lasted forever, so then you could say, oh, so if it's a short-lived, maybe it could be the Rabbanan.
Really?
Yeah.
But doesn't the Torah mention Iskayemus when the Kos says this then?
Yeah.
So then how does the Bir Halacha, like he should just say that roshem is mutter, the Bir Halacha.
Maybe there's roshem de Rabbanan, but roshem de Rabbanan, that arai is mutter. It's like
if we don't pass on Rabbi Yossi, how do you know roshem is aser midoraisa?
I don't know. Somehow or another we know that that roshem is aser gzeira to kosev. But since it's Rabbanu, we're more Mekel.
And it seems like everyone's assuming
that the Pshat in the tour is that the kiyum of this Rishima is equal to the kiyum of...
Ah, that's what we're assuming. However, the Gra is a different Pshat. The Gra says no. The Gra learns... It's very interesting. The Gra is on Sif Dalet. The Gra doesn't say anything on Sif Hei, which leads to Bir Alachat to think he must reject this din. Though he notes it's a little funny because then he should have rejected it, not just said nothing. But I guess maybe if the Gra says nothing, it means there's no Makor. If there's no Makor, it's wrong. I don't know. But the Gra on Sif Dalet says something very fascinating. Remember, on Sif Dalet, we talk about making the letters in the air. So why is it mutter? Well, why would you think it's usher? So according to most of the commentaries, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, it's like you might think it's usher because you're practicing your writing or something like that. Fine. But the Gra says, no, it's a Kal Vachomer from Sif Hei. If Sif Hei is mutter, even though it's very, very short-lived, so Kol Shekein writing in the air, which is even more short-lived, and that's why it's mutter. Oh, so fine, either way. The point is that what are we doing? We're proving from Roshein to Kosev, right? Otherwise, it's Dayo. So you see here from the Gra a very interesting thing. You see from the Gra that basically that there is no difference between Roshein and Kosev, and very short-lived Roshein is, at least according to Shulchan Aruch, is mutter. And Huadin, presumably very short-lived Kosev. Aye, but in Sif Dalet, we said that, you know, writing in these short-lived ways is going to be usser, even though you're just writing on your tablecloth with the liquid. Okay, that's all we got to rely. But if you had really short-lived things, like Sif Hei, according to the Gra, Bedas Shulchan Aruch at least, it would be mutter. So we see... maybe, according to the Gra, that there is this concept of Arai Darai. Even though there is an Issur Rabbanon for Arai, but if it's really short, that's going to be mutter. This might also be Machlokas Rishonim, actually, though they don't necessarily hold of the same definitions of what Arai Darai is, but that there would be, that the fact that we aser ksivas Arai mit Rabbanon doesn't mean that if it's really short-lived, it's going to be aser. On Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, talks about Kasa B'mashken U'B'mei Peros. So the Ritva quotes his Rebbe as saying, when is it that it's aser Midrabanan? That's like Tutim, because Rishumo Nikur Miskayim Ktas. But let's say Mayim O'Afar Meduldol Mutter. Why? It's really so short-lived. If you really write something that, you know, on its own is going to disappear in a matter of seconds, I don't know how long exactly, but there's such a thing. And the Ritva says, no, Mistaber that it's Aser. Once we Asered Ksiva Shenemis Kayemes, then all Ksiva Shenemis Kayemes is Aser de Rabbanan. Again, perhaps this machlokas about how to understand Sif Hei / Dalet between the Gra and the other commentaries would also depend on this question. Yeah.
It's very similar to the Moshe by Megah.
Yes, it is. Though that's pretty long-lasting. I mean, that's a couple of hours.
Right,
for sure.
The three categories.
Yes, exactly correct. And maybe it relates to the question of, the Isser de Rabbanan is when it sort of accomplishes something, and when it's really so short-lived, it accomplishes nothing. In other words, it doesn't necessarily have to be the same thing. But that could be also a local machlok chiddush by Soveya. We can never classify something as Soveya if it's non-integrated and so short-lived. So it's not necessarily the same, but it could be the same thing. The Mishnah Berurah writes that therefore it's usher to even write like on the when there's fog or condensation on like a window, right? Even though that's very short-lived. So you can point out that's not so short-lived because it comes back. You know, your hand leaves like an oily residue. That's why, like, if you write on your mirror, the next time you take a shower, you'll see the same smiley face that you did the first time. Okay, fine. So we have a machlokas, but it seems that, practically speaking, we're going to be machmir, either because we reject this ra'a/gra. And even if we did accept it, it's very hard to know where exactly to draw the line. But is there something that's so short-lived that it's even going to be mutter? So what about putting, you guys remember the trajectors, the sheets? No, you guys are too young. See, Yoni's the alta cocker here. So he, it might just be because it projectors. It's because it's barely because Baltimore is always just very behind schedule. So like when everybody, you guys were already using like whiteboards when you were a kid and they were still using projectors. At least when I was a kid, they used to have this thing. They were very happy. There would be like a clear paper, a clear plastic sheet, and you would write on it and you would put it on the projector and it would go on the board and you could see on the board. Great. So could you, let's say you have that on before Shabbos, could you put it, it's great for shiur. Like, you know, you just have all your sheets. It would make it so much easier to have sheets. Is it mutter to do that on Shabbos? So the Shevet HaLevi says, this isn't kosev. There's no kiyum at all. In other words, sure, it's true it's going to be on the board, at least as long as the projector's on. But there's no kiyum, there's no mamashus. You still need something physical. I guess it's physical, but it's still, there's no, it's not even Ksiva Shanimus Kayamas at all. There's no mamashas.
Isn't that a different part, though?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't have
there are machmirin, though. The,
I'm saying that doesn't have anything to do with kim per se as much as that, like, there's no ink, and there's no surface, it's just light.
So that's the question. In other words, and I think that's going to be the question. The way, at least, the Shevet HaLevi is quoted, I didn't look it up, but is that there's no kiyum at all. He even says, though, even though it's not aser because of ksiva, it's still zilzal of Shabbos. So. And they quote Rav Karelet that he's machmir. He says this is considered ksiva shanimus kayamis. So I agree with you, though. I don't think the Shevet HaLevi is giving a hatter of like arai de arai. I think the way he's looking at it, you know, it's mutter to look at a mirror on Shabbos, assuming it's, you know, you're not a man. So it's mutter to look at the mirror. So why isn't that kosev on the mirror, right? So it's mutter to, you know, right? It's like writing in the air with your fingers, siftalit. It's like a shadow saying nobody would say that's aser. Now this brings us to
what about making shapes?
Yeah, so then yeshlachkor. Then maybe that's not as ozel Shabbos. So, so this brings us to, I guess, hoping to finish this topic, but at least we'll start it. Is the shaila is like this? What about computer screens? This is a big shaila. So let's say typing on a computer. So is that aser? So we really could have a couple of different approaches. Yeah, leave out the electricity. Is it a Shiloh Kosev? Exactly. So the Nishmas Avram quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach saying, no, that's not Ksiva at all, because the letters that appear on the screen are not, it's the same thing as on the projector. It's a continuous impact of the electrons on the phosphorus when you press the key, but there's no kiyum whatsoever. So that's what he says. Like the mirror. Now, last time I gave this shiur, we talked about this. So Gabe Gross got very upset. He said, that's because those are the old types of screens. That was true with respect to CRT screens, those like big fat ones. So then that's nothing, but not with LCD monitors and LED monitors and the types of things that everybody uses nowadays, where there's actually, so before Shir, I was trying to figure out how these things work. But to make the case l'chumra, you would say that there's basically a light box in the back, and then the shape, there's sort of like in the middle, there's a sort of a shape that's made that allows light to come through at different amounts. So then there actually is something. Now, it's true that thing would disappear if you lost your power source. Okay, so it'll be enu miskayemes. Or if you stayed plugged in, maybe it would last, right? So could you argue there is something more physical? So Gabe tried to argue that that's true. I admit that I don't really understand this, but it seems to me that the Poskim did not accept that argument, that fundamentally, at least that I'm aware of, they didn't think things change nowadays.
This information is also stored on the computer chip.
So we'll talk about that. Is there ksiva as well for being saved? The argument there that it wouldn't be, and I guess we'll have to get back to this next time, but this is very relevant for a lot of shilas, is that there's nothing visible to the naked eye. In other words, I could look at my hard drive or wherever it's being saved, and before it's saved, after it's saved, there's no difference. There are three approaches, Bekitzer, on the Shaila. Right. So same thing for Rishima. Same Shaila.
Why would that necessarily even be Rishima?
So it depends how you look at it. It's either, there are those who say it's Ksiva Rishima Midaraisa, because like we said, the argument we said before, if conditions continue, it will last forever. And I can see it, I can read it.
It's not a picture.
Sure it is.
It's a state the physical state.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, even if you could hypothetically see it, it's not you would say, like, oh, there's a bird in my hard drive.
No. I thought you were talking about this screen.
No.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, but it's etches. It's ones and zeros, whatever it is. So when it comes to the screen, first of all, right, so we could say it's us or midoraisa. That is a minority view. It's us or midorabanan, because it's enemis kayemes, or it's zero, because it's nothing different than the mirror or the projector or the like. If it's a picture of Tsushima, then maybe there's an even additional sniff, because we said it might be mutter, even according to Sifhein Shulchan Aruch, even if you think Ksiva Sheinu Miskayemes is Aser Midrabanan, but Rishima, for some reason, is mutter. So there are these three approaches. And again, one of the big shilas where this comes up is a video surveillance, right? So we're not yet talking about the storage. I'll just talk about the fact that when I walk in, let's say it's a closed circuit TV or something like that, but I know that when I walk into this room, there's an image of me now on the thing. So again, it could be that it's nothing. It could be derabanan. It could be deoraisa. There will be other tzadim lahakel, I guess, that we'll get to next time. And we'll also talk about when it's saved. So next time we'll talk about more on modern technology shilas. We'll talk about writing, do you need surface and the like, the Scrabble shilas, making puzzles and the like, and then we'll also hopefully start mochik. Okay, Sunday, I think we have to be off, otherwise we'll be thrown out of yeshiva. So we'll have... Well, I'd be very happy to. Maybe we should do that, Taka.